Tamlin. The Ballad of Tamlin is a song from the Scottish Borders, its earliest known publication dating back to 1549. The story concerns the woods at Carterhaugh in the Scottish Borders, and the elven man who lives there, Tamlin. Local lore at the time held that any woman walking through the wood would find herself seduced by Tamlin. Funnily enough, this does not deter our heroine Janet from entering the woods and plucking a rose for herself. As expected, Tamlin appears, proves the local gossip correct, and sends Janet away pregnant with his child. Janet will not confess the identity of the father of her child to anyone in her town, saying only it was an elven man. Encouraged by friends and family to take a herb that will end her pregnancy, Janet ventures out once more into the forest, this time to pick the herb. Tamlin appears again, asking her why she would want to get rid of his child. Janet points out that this is a bit rich, as Tamlin doesn't seem to be in a rush to leave the forest and step up as Father of the Year. Tamlin confides in Janet that he is not in fact a fairy kind himself, but was formerly a human nobleman who is under the thrall of the Fairy Queen. The Queen intends to sacrifice him as a part of her 7-yearly tithe to Hel. But if Janet will only rescue him from the upcoming sacrificial procession, he will marry her and be a human father for their child. To rescue Tamlin from his role in the Queen's demonic plot, Janet must pull him from his horse during the fairy procession. Heavily pregnant, she wrestles Tamlin as he morphs into the form of an adder, a wolf, a lion, and finally a burning coal. At this point, she flings him into a nearby pool where he appears naked and entirely free of fairy glamour. Janet hides Tamlin from the eyes of a raging fairy queen under her cloak, and they escape together to raise their baby.